I will leave you 3 days to consider. If you in that time discover my name, you shall keep your child. All night long the queen racked her brains for all the names she could think of, and sent a messenger through the country to collect far and wide any new names. The following morning came the dwarf, and she began with Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, and all the odd names she knew. But at each the little man exclaimed, "That is not my name." The second day the queen inquired of all her people for uncommon and curious names, and called the dwarf Rib of Beef, Sheepshank, Whalebone, but at each he said, "This is not my name." The third day the messenger came back and said, "I have not found a single name, but as I came to a high mountain near the edge of a forest where foxes and hares say good night to each other, I saw there a little house, and before the door a fire was burning, and around the fire a very curious little man was dancing on one leg and shouting, 'Today I stew, and then I'll bake, tomorrow I shall the queen's child take. Ah, how famous it is that nobody knows that my name is Rumpelstiltskin.'" When the queen heard this, she was very glad, for now she knew the name. And soon after came the dwarf and asked, "Now, my lady queen, what is my name?" "First," she said, "are you called Conrad?"
"No."
"Are you called Hal?"
"No."
"Are you called Rumpelstiltskin?"
"A witch has told you! A witch has told you!"